with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok, on a Thursday morning. Alan, another day and another politician in New York. In fact, state lawmakers in both the Assembly and Senate were coming under scrutiny from the FBI. We see Assemblyman William Scarborough in New York under scrutiny for travel voucher abuse. And State Senator Kathy Marchione from the Saratoga region gave a tour of her home property yesterday in an attempt to debunk accusations from federal investigators that she engaged in an illegal land deal.
Let's remember that anything we're reading now are just accusations. They are not by any means proof of guilt. Nevertheless, it does represent an interesting tack by the FBI and the Justice Department that they're really putting tremendous pressure on state legislators and others to make sure that the rules are obeyed. Now, this business of the state gives a certain amount of money to every assemblyman and senator every day, and did they show up when they got the money? And, you know, this is the kind of stuff that probably has an awful lot of people scrambling. I think in the old days, there was no question. You know, you put in for the money and you got it. Now there is, did you use it? Were you there when you said you were going to be there? And a shot has been fired. The FBI has, on a number of occasions, shown up and taken materials away from people's offices. And then you never hear about it again. So you wonder if this is that we don't have enough to really prosecute. But what we're going to do is we're going to collect the evidence in a highly visible way. And there will be people who have problems with that. So there's a lot to be considered here.
Read it to the news, Alan, that Northern Berkshire Healthcare is filing for bankruptcy. They're going to cease operations and close the regional hospital and three medical practices this Friday.
David, we have a vast listening area, and people who are not in North Berkshire County may not know how important this is. This is huge. There are colleges, MCLA, Williams, and others who really depend on having a hospital up there, to say nothing of the medical practices that are now being bought by hospitals. We know that. It does seem like they move too fast. Our friends at the Berkshire Eagle have made that point in their editorial today. The governor has been apparently burning the midnight oil trying to figure out a compromise, and they thought they had a compromise because the obvious way to go now is that the Berkshire Health Systems, which is an extraordinarily well-run system of hospitals running from Great Barrington through Central Berkshire, should take over. But there's so much debt from that hospital, from North Adams. Somebody said $30 million or something. I don't want to be held to that exact figure, that you can't expect Dave Phelps and his excellent Berkshire Health Systems to come in and say, okay, we're going to assume $30 million in debt, which we don't have to. Because after all, if they go out of business, nature abhors a vacuum and something will come in there. And so we have a governor who is committed to trying to help. We have state legislators who are committed to trying to help. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I think that with everybody working together, something can be done here.